watched it on television, and when he got 96, the electricity went off. So I missed his 100, and then it went back on an hour later. And I watched one ball, and then he got out. So a little bit of a bitter ending, but I'm very happy to know he actually ended up getting 100.
I'd love to know what you actually said when the power went off, but you probably can't repeat it on the radio, can you?
Well, I'm sure a lot of your listeners would have known it. It wouldn't have been a long sentence. It would have been short and abrupt, but I wouldn't be able to repeat it on air.
But having said that, what a fantastic achievement. You must be so proud today.
Yeah, I'm very proud, and a big thanks goes out to all the Northeast people. The support and the love that they've given my son, as well as the Durham cricket set up, and John Lewis especially, and Paul Collingwood.
And it's something that you can really relate to, because you're a former international cricketer yourself, of course.
Yes, it's on the one hand, it's good to relate so I can communicate with Keaton, but on the other side, it's a lot more nerve-wracking, because I know exactly what he's going through, and I know exactly the pressures, and I know exactly the hardest place to debut would be in India on those wickets, and especially in Mumbai where the climate and the wicket and the 2-0 down that England find themselves in. So all those type of pressures, not many people would understand those pressures, but as a past player, I felt them. And the whole day today, it's been a really, really tough day. But I must tell you, it's probably the most enjoyable sporting day that I've had in my career. You know, for somebody in your own family to achieve something like that has really been a blessing to me.
And you must have had your heart in your mouth when he was dropped, you know, right at the very beginning of his innings.
Well, I think a lot of people don't understand as well, because, you know, as a player, you have these nerves. You don't have butterflies in your stomach. You must probably have eagles in your stomach. And then when you get dropped, you think, well, you know, let me sort of relax and get going. And I think that was as a turning point in his innings, when suddenly you find that the nerves, you have to let the nerves go because of that missed opportunity, and you could see him relax and start playing his shots.
And his mum must be very happy, you know, from Sunderland originally, she must be very happy today too.
Yes, I think, the family and, you know, especially Keaton, he keeps on telling me that one of the things I've done well in his life is marry a British lady. So she's over the moon, and Keaton's over the moon, and I've suddenly moved away from supporting a South African side to an English side, and I'm very proud to actually say that.